ready? It's time for another great infotaining show filled with power-packed business and life information. Welcome to Your Future Is Now with your host, Jim Grant, and co-host, Don McGrath. Want to know how you can become an author or a speaker or build your own online business? Maybe it's reaching a level of success in your life that you deserve. Their show is designed to provide information to assist you towards your success and destiny. Each week, Jim and Don will interview a special guest and share exciting lessons. So grab a pen and paper. Take some notes. Thanks for joining the show. Now, here's Jim.
And welcome to the show, ladies and gentlemen. Your Future Is Now is proudly sponsored by the good guys at the 6MinuteWebinar.com. And ladies and gentlemen, we got a wonderful show for you today. We got Judy Thurston with us today. She's a fantastic young lady. We've had even had her on our TV show, The Messages of Inspiration and Hope on E360 TV, that you can see the replays on. They're on Facebook at the Messages of Inspiration and Hope Facebook page, so be sure and check that out and sign up for it. It's free and all those good things. But most importantly, Judy's going to be sharing with us today how, you know, she overcome the loss of her 18-year-old son and wrote a book called Beautiful Tragedy. But before we bring Judy on, I've got to mention my good friend, the honorary host here on the Toganet radio station, Mr. Bill Heinrich. Bill is the co-creator and co-founder of the 6MinuteWebinar.com. Him and Dandy Don McGrath, they've created that. They've also created a thing called ScriptPal. If you're a business person and you're trying to get your product, your course, your book, yourself out in front of people that want to talk to you, the 6-Minute Webinar is what you need. The webinar and the ScriptPal tool, it's a 1-2 punch. Mr. Bill, welcome to the show, and tell them about the 6-Minute Webinar and ScriptPal, sir.
Hey, thank you, Jim. Glad to be here as usual. We have another exciting show lined up today. We did our last boot camp last Saturday, and it was another tremendous success because it was at this boot camp that we introduced ScriptPal, and everybody got to use it. So we were able to complete the boot camp, take everybody through a complete 6-minute webinar, and they were amazed at the simplicity involved in getting to such a clear message about just one area, one thing they do in their business. The experience is, it's really life-changing because it changes how they even speak about business. And ScriptPal is just a phenomenal tool because all you do is answer a series of questions and your 6-minute webinar script gets written for you. So I could talk for a long time.
I was just going to say, I was on the webinar there, and I saw Don McGrath is the creator of ScriptPal, and he asked very simple, specific questions. These zero in on, you know, who do you serve? Who's your ideal client? Things of this nature. Mm-hmm. And you just answer that. And when you fill in all the answers there, I think there's about 40 of them, I think, something like that. You put submit and boom, chicky boom, you got the thing put together.
And printed. It literally gets written and printed out for you. And,
yeah.
You know, it's the exercise in clarity.
Mm.
That's amazing. In fact, people who have attended are people who teach other courses. I'll give you an example. One fellow does video shoots for people. He attended ours last week. Mm-hmm. And he wants to make this mandatory for anyone that he works with because it gives everyone such clarity that they're able to address exactly what they want to do, what they want to say, how they want to say it, all with a powerful call to action, and it all gets done in less than 6 minutes. It's pretty amazing.
Exactly, because it really takes all of the sweat equity out of everything. It saves you a bundle of time, because when mm-hmm. you're wasting time, that's when you really get super frustrated, and now that script out, that just, you know, erases that problem altogether.
Yeah, and we're literally setting it up, Jim, so somebody can go through and create their own 6-minute webinar, learn how to do it. And I want to point out, I created my first one wrote the script, recorded it, and had it online in 2.5 hours. So this isn't a long process, and this is why we developed the 6-minute webinar, because other webinars are so long, they take so long to create. For $99, you can go through our training and create your own 6-minute webinar.
That's pretty neat, because when you did that first one, all you had was the original script that Don did. And ladies and gentlemen, Bill was actually using a hammer and chiseling it out of stone to make it. So, but it's come from that humble beginning to a finished product in just a few minutes. And ladies and gentlemen, we've got a young lady that's sitting there and wondering we're going to introduce her. Well, it's time now to introduce you to Judy Thurison. Judy is she's a beautiful young lady. We've had her on. I met her originally on our original webinar series, The Messages of Inspiration and Hope, that we started. It was created because of the pandemic. Judy was one of the speakers. I kept notes of the ones that really made an impactful message. Judy was one. And then I invited her to be on the TV show, The Messages of Inspiration and Hope. You can find us on Facebook. And the recordings are there, the replays are. But most importantly, she did such a fantastic job there. I said, I've got to put her on the radio. So, Judy, welcome to the show. We're so glad that you're here.
Thank you so much for having me. It's an honor to be here. Always love being with you, Jim, and talking and connecting. So thank you so much for having me.
Well, you're quite welcome. And the thing that really gets me is that you just live a real exciting life. You're a true entrepreneur. And in addition to that, over the last decade, I mean, you've helped hundreds of people and clients get their focus on their mental, physical, and spiritual health. And how did all that come about, Judy?
Wow, great question. I think I just have always had this knack for sharing stories and sharing my experiences and being able to just really connect on a level with people. I've been through so much myself that can really relate to people's experiences. And I think that's so important when you are coaching and helping others, that they feel like you understand where they're coming from. And so, I wrote this book recently about my journey with my son, Jacob, whom I lost last summer. But people only read that book and see, a little excerpt of my life. But man, there's so much. And that's really inspired me to be a coach and to be a grief recovery specialist, where I help people deal with grief and loss and trauma, because I've overcome so much, And I think you've heard the saying, people hurt people. Right. And I like to think that healed people heal people. And so because of the healing that I've been able to experience in my own life, I'm very passionate about helping others find that healing as well.
Oh, yeah, that's very well put. And because I know that Bill is sitting there and thinking, wow, this young lady is just very impressive. And the thing, before I turn the mic over to you, Bill, I just wanted to say, when I saw Judy with her presentation on the original webinar series. Now, this is back during the pandemic, ladies and gentlemen. All we had was Zoom and Facebook Live. That was it. And then when I saw her on TV, her energy just vibrates. And you can tell when somebody is the real deal. They're very authentic. And that has so much more merit than someone that just reads a book and teaches theory. Wouldn't you agree, Bill?
Oh, absolutely. And so, Judy, tell me, I know that you've had quite a life-changing event with the passing of your son. I'm so sorry to hear that. But how has your business changed? What was it like before, and what is it like now, and what's the difference?
Ooh. Wow. I think for the last 10 years, I have focused more on health and wellness, and I'm a yoga teacher as well, and I host retreats, and I just help women, you know, with self-care and give back to themselves so that they don't burn out and that they're not giving out of, you know, an empty cup, but that they learn how to give out of their overflow. And I was really passionate about that and still am. But I, since Jacob passed last year and writing my book, I mean, who knew that this book would be released in the middle of a pandemic, right? Where for the first time really in history, we are feeling a collective global grief together. So the definition of grief from the Grief Recovery Institute is an end to a familiar pattern or behavior. And so with that definition, you can agree that that is what we're all experiencing. Life as we knew it back in March is completely different now and will be forever, you know? And so how my business has changed is I am able to now equip and empower and really educate people on what grief is and how to process grief and how to not feel so alone and isolated in their grief. And I mean, I'm reaching, you know, a lot of kids who have mental health issues. You know, between my husband and I, because Jacob was an artist, he was a recording artist, so he had a platform. He had fans from all over the world. And between my husband and I, we helped so many kids, you know, from committing suicide or who were dealing with drugs and, you know, trying to curb their addictions and their recovery. So it has been a very, very rewarding and still very challenging journey, but it's been very rewarding as well.
Wow, absolutely, because a lot of his fans who loved his music, they can now really connect with you because you're still part of the person that they loved and enjoyed. And that gives you an automatic open door to be able to reach in and touch their lives and talk with them. And that's a very special calling. And ladies and gentlemen, we've got about 15 seconds left before we go to commercial break. But I'll tell you, we're going to be back more with Judy. She's going to be sharing information about her best-selling. It's a number one best-selling book. And we'll be right back right after these messages.
SpeakersPathway.com is the proud sponsor of Your Future Is Now, a show dedicated and aligned in perfect harmony with the vision and mission of Speakers Pathway. Dr. Sony Jackson's expertise is on the art of marketing while cultivating a long-term customer relationship in your business world. Do you know what to say or how to deliver your message to complete strangers? If so, Sony can help you. Tamara Hunter is a cancer survivor and works with people to focus their message or mission to the audience they want to reach. Do you feel called to create a movement to make the world a better place? If so, Tamara can help you. For additional information from any of our executive training directors, go to speakerspathway.com. That is speakerspathway.com.
Had a really bad haircut from a barber or a stylist? I mean, so bad it looks like you cut your own hair. What's the word for a person who does cut their own hair? An autotonsorialist. And there's a word for a person who has never had a haircut. He would be called an acersicomic. How many hairs are there in your head anyway? If you're blonde, about 150,000. Brunette, 100,000. Or redhead, 60,000. One out of every 14 women in the United States is a natural blonde. Some people avoid getting their hair cut because they're afraid they'll get not padded. That's what it's called when your hair is cut too short. Why do shampoo instructions say lather, rinse, repeat? If you did this, would you ever be able to stop?
It's words you never heard.
I'm Carolyn Davidson, and you can have fun challenging your words you never heard vocabulary with my free app, Too Funny for Words.
Welcome back to the show, ladies and gentlemen. Your Future Is Now is proudly sponsored by the good guys at the 6MinuteWebinar.com. That is 6SIXMinuteWebinar.com. And also, Mr. Bill Heinrich is the honorary host here on TogiNet Radio. He has a great e-book called Clarity Has No Story. To get your free copy delivered right to your email, just go to myfreebook.me, M-E. M as in Mike, E as in Echo. That's myfreebook.me, Mike and Echo. And Mr. Bill, you're with us today, brother. We're so glad to have you, and we just love your stories about how you share information about the 6-Minute Webinar, and because it is really an incredible tool. It really is, ladies and gentlemen. Go ahead, Bill. I was going to let you talk about it a little bit.
I'm sorry, Jim. I was paused. I thought you were saying something else. In fact, I thought we just had an electronic hiccup thing. We just did another boot camp last week. We're going to be doing another one somewhere towards the end of January. We'll let you know. Mm-hmm. But, Jim, everybody, they have tremendous experiences going through this and getting clarity about their business and about the way they go through things and get clarity.
The thing that I see about the webinars, Bill, pardon me for interrupting you, sir, but when people leave there, they leave there with something in their hands. They know that they don't leave there with some, you know, puffed up kind
right.
of a hope theory.
Yeah.
They got something they can bite into. That's the beauty of it.
Yeah. Yeah. And the thing that's surprising is that people with a lot of experience, for instance, a woman attended this one who has been working with speakers for over 20 years, doing seminars. So, you know, knows how to speak, knows how to get a message across. Mm-hmm. And she was just as astounded as the woman who had just become an accountant and wanted to attract some business at the clarity that they both get into specific things in their business. So, you know, speaking of that, I want to get back to Judy. And Judy, Judy Thurston, am I pronouncing your last name correctly, Judy?
Yeah, Thurston? Perfect.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Great. I've got a few questions for you. We're going to stack them, okay?
Sure.
First, would love to have you tell everybody where your website is and how they can get a hold of you. Don't have to do them in the order that I'm assigning them to you, by the way. Then I want to hear about your book and what led you to the book and what the book's about.
Okay, yes. So you can find me judythurston.com. That's all one word. And that's judythurston.com. And actually, if you go onto my website and fill out an email form, you can download a free gift of the Give Principle, which is kind of what the book is about. It's this process, a meditation mindfulness process that I came up with. And interestingly enough, last summer, June 13th, I'll never forget this day, my husband and I were sitting at the dining room table and we were talking about producing this program that was so transformative and changing my life, this mindfulness meditation program. And I stopped what I was doing and I looked over to my husband and I said, you know, I'm a little apprehensive because every time I try to do something big like this and launch something, something bad happens to Jacob. And at that time, Jacob was 18. You know, we had been dealing with substance issues, addiction for the last couple of years. And he was doing well and he was, you know, kind of in the season of sobriety at the time. But I remember just feeling that an easy feeling. And my husband looked at me and he said, nope, he says, not this time. Jacob's not going to derail this. He says, this is your thing. You're going to do this. You know, don't worry. And so he went off to work. And then not even, you know, a little bit later on that morning, about an hour later, I get a phone call from Jacob's girlfriend saying that he was being rushed to the emergency room because he was found unresponsive. And so here I was, you know, with this program that I was getting ready to launch to the world. And little did I know that this very program was what was going to help get me through this darkest season of my life. And wow. this process that I was going to launch to the world that I ended up using through the season is what I call the GIVE principle. And GIVE is an acronym. And I chose the word GIVE because, like I mentioned earlier, it's so easy for us to give out of our empty cup, right? Like we, especially as moms, no offense, guys, but women especially, you know, we're so used to being last. You know, we'll give to everybody else and then mm-hmm. put ourselves last. And so yeah. this whole idea of giving to yourself first, it's kind of like being a flight attendant. You know, when they show you, okay, when the oxygen masks come down, who do you give it to first? You've got to give it to yourself first before you mm-hmm. can help the person next to you. So this whole idea of the GIVE principle is where, you know, how can you pour into yourself first so that you can be present? How can you really show up powerfully in your life and not completely lose it? And so the GIVE principle is an acronym. G stands for grounding. And for me, that just meant being present, not worrying about the woulda, shoulda, coulda, how did we get here, what is happening, freaking out about the past that I could not change, right? And not thinking about the future of, oh my gosh, what's going to happen? What is tomorrow going to bring? What am I, you know, what is the outcome going to look like? I didn't have the luxury to do that. I had to look at the present moment and just say, what is in front of me? And let me really focus on that. And I'm telling you, Jacob was in the hospital. He was in a coma for 2 weeks and he never regained consciousness. But that grounding practice helped me to be so grateful for every single day we were in there with him. Mm. And every single breath was a gift, you know? Mm-hmm. And we were able to enjoy that because we had that presence of being grounded. I stands for intention. So intention is just a chosen word that you think about, that you meditate on, that you say over and over that helps to keep you on that track. So I'm here to tell you that we are all expert meditators and we don't even know it. Because when you think about what is something that you ruminate on, that you think about over and over and over, we all have it, right? And usually it's something negative. And so here it's a practice of taking an intention, something positive, and then focusing on that intention for the day. And every day I have
What's an example of that?
So I was going to share. Every single day I had a different word that I focused on and I journaled through the whole journey. And those actually became the chapter names for my book. And so when you read my book, there's 40 chapters for 40 days. And every single day was the intention that I meditated on. So like for one day, it was surrender. I just needed to focus on the word surrender. And when I started to freak out and started to worry and have anxiety, I just focused my mind on the word surrender. Some days it was just peace. Some days it was hope. Some days it was be present. You know, I'm looking through the book here right now. And reading through the chapters. And it can be anything. It can be a word. It can be a phrase. It can even be a person that you love that you want to maybe dedicate the day to. So, you know, there's no right or wrong way to do it. And for me, that was just my process, and it was super helpful. So that's I, that's intention. Mm-hmm. V stands for visualization. And visualization is so important because it is you imagining the outcome that you want, right? So it's really faith in action. Like, how can we hope and dream and focus on what we want the outcome to become? And, you know, every day we were in the hospital, I would just imagine Jacob waking up. I would imagine him waking up with no brain damage. I would imagine him waking up and, you know, wanting to really change his life and turn things around. And, you know, and you might say, well, that didn't really work out for you, did it? But I'm here to tell you that that practice is so powerful. I study a lot of books on the Holocaust and study people, Holocaust survivors, and the ones that came out of these concentration camps when they were interviewed and they were asked, how were you able to survive that, you know, atrocious event in your life, and all of them consistently have said it was their visualization, just looking and imagining coming back home to their wife, coming back home to their kids. And those visions is what kept them alive. So that's a very powerful survival skill, visualization. And lastly, the last one is expressing gratitude, right? So G we have for grounding, I for intention, V for visualization, and E for expressing gratitude. And, you know, gratitude is energy. Gratitude is energy, and how you show up and how you give off that energy really changes the atmosphere in the room. Science now supports that gratitude rewires our brain. And so us having that practice of expressing gratitude just really helped us to stay positive in the midst of chaos and, you know, being kind, being loving, even though, you know, we just were so on edge and it was so chaotic. It was just a practice. It's a daily discipline that helped us to get through. And it only takes 15 minutes, you know, 15 minutes to go through that whole principle. And I'm telling you, it has changed my life. And I'm talking to people who have read the book and different clients who practice this now. And they are like, wow, it really works. And it's really helping people all over the world. So I'm so grateful.
Oh, that's a tremendous book. And it sounds fantastic, doesn't it, Bill?
Yeah, it really does. I wanted to talk more about the visualizations and such. I know, though, we're getting close to break, so I don't want to crack that conversation open right now. Jim, do you want to take us to break?
Just go right on. Go ahead there, Bill. You can take us to break if you want to, because, yeah, we hit the visualization when we come back, brother.
Yeah, because it's so important what Judy's talking about. In fact, I was just a conversation with a client of mine about that just a little while ago. And I want to get into that more in a much deeper manner so that people can understand it and start utilizing it in their lives. So we will right after this break. We'll see you in just a moment.
This show, Your Future Is Now, is sponsored by SpeakersPathway.com. And just like the show, we are dedicated and aligned in perfect harmony with the same vision and mission of helping people define their future. Is fear holding you back from your calling or your life mission? Do you struggle with taking that first step? If so, Bill Henrich is our catalyst to help you create perspectives with new possibilities that will bring you more peace, more joy, more love in your life and freedom. Do you struggle trying to build your strategy? Do you know how to reach your end results? If not, Gigi Ames is your expert in strategy and helping you create your step-by-step game plan to reach your finish line. For more information on creating the life you want to live, reach out to Bill Henrich. Or if Gigi Ames can help you with building your strategy with your end goal in sight, go to SpeakersPathway.com. That is SpeakersPathway.com.
It's merging.
Any emergency room nurse will tell you they receive some weird and wild calls. I used to be the night ER nurse at Hennepin County General Hospital in Minneapolis, and remember getting a call from someone who was worried about if it mattered or not if their belly button was an innie or an outie. It doesn't matter, but if you're an outie, you are definitely the minority. Still, that's good news, because you don't have to worry about a little problem that people with innies have. Pledge it. That's another word for belly button lint. Researchers say the color of the pledget in your belly button is related to the clothing you wear, just like the lint that collects in your clothes dryer. A friend of mine from the Philippines says they call it a chikachu. What do you call a person who's obsessed with their belly button? An omphalopsychite.
It's merging neighborhood.
I'm Carolyn Davidson, and you can have fun challenging your words you never heard vocabulary with my free app, Too Funny for Words.
Welcome back to the show, ladies and gentlemen. Your Future Is Now is proudly sponsored by the good guys at the 6MinuteWebinar.com. Our guest today is Judy Thurston, and her website is JudyThurston.com. And just go to her website there. She's got her books. You got information there. But I don't want to waste too much time because I know that me and Bill both, we want to hear Judy talk some more about visualization. Because, Bill, that's an extremely important topic, isn't it, sir?
You know, it is, because what visualization does is attracts the energy in to create that which you're visualizing. You just have to be able to accept it. And that's that's where the challenge lies. Manifesting it is really very simple. We're the ones that block it. Because as you understand manifestation, the universe must deliver everything to us. That we're able to communicate, and we communicate it through visualizations and feelings. Isn't that right, Judy?
Absolutely. And I love that you said feeling, because a lot of people think visualization is just a mental exercise.
Yeah, they think it's intellectual.
It's actually way more physical than what, you know, what we know. I love, you know, Kobe Bryant, rest in peace, one of the greatest basketball players. And he talks a lot about his visualization practice when it comes to hitting the last shot, the game-winning shot on the fourth quarter buzzer shot, you know, from the three-point line. And he imagined doing that shot like millions of times. He did it in his sleep. He did it in his dreams. He did it when he woke up. And so when you look at his record and why he has the most, you know, three-point game-winning shots in the fourth quarter, it's because he had practiced it in his mind a million times. So when the opportunity came, it was so natural for him, right? Mm-hmm. And so that's how we can use that visualization technique, is when you imagine whatever that is for you that you're, you know, you want to visualize, but it becomes so much part of your DNA that when the opportunity comes, it doesn't even shock you. You're open for it. You're ready for it. It's as if it's already happened, right? And it's just so powerful. Right now, I'm coaching a group of women online. It's a group coaching on abundance. And being ready to receive abundance, you have to be ready physically and know what it feels like to feel that abundant, you know, blessing or whatever it is that, you know, you're hoping for and visualizing. And so many times we don't talk about the feelings of, you know, what that feels like. So I'm really glad that we're talking about this, because it's something that I think we need to talk more about.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, I agree. Do you have visualization techniques in the book itself?
I do. So I mean, for me, I think the best way to learn is by modeling behavior. And so, you know, you can read a book, textbook on visualization. You can read a book on authenticity and vulnerability, but there's nothing like modeling that behavior for someone and for them to see in real life, okay, what does that even look like, right? And so basically every chapter in my book, I walk you through every single day what I was going through and how I processed the give principle for those 40 days from the moment I received the phone call on June 13th and then 40 days after that. So in the book, you'll see what it looks like for me to practice visualization, and every day is different. I'll just kind of give you one example here. So this was after Jacob's memorial. This is chapter 32. And I'll just read this little excerpt. It says, I visualized Jacob watching his memorial with so much pride. I'm sure he would have been so amazed by a standing room only event. People from all over have come to pay their respects. I envision him feeling all of our love and realizing that he is such an important part of all of our lives. I imagine him with a huge smile on his face to see the outpouring of love and support. We're all going to miss you so much. We will never forget you. So, you know, it's just a little excerpt, but that's for my visualization that day, is I just visualized him watching his memorial with so much pride and love and connection, you know, so.
That just really, you know, when you were reading that, I was just, you know, yeah, I was just, you know, taken in by that, because I could feel that. I could feel the energy and the love that you put into those words. It just vibrates, you know, through the airwaves, and it vibrated across the TV screen. It's just, oh, that is so important to visualize. And if I may add, since you talked about a sports figure,
yes,
there was Colonel Robert, George Robert Hall. He was a Vietnam veteran during the POW War, and he was in the Hanoi Hilton, and he credits how he was able to survive because he was just an average golfer, and he visualized playing golf every day in his mind. Mm-hmm. And when he got out, after I don't know how many years he was a POW, when he got out and went out to play golf, he played just as good as the day that he did the last time he played. And there's a lot, he says, in fact, I played a little better than normal. And there's a lot to that, because even the great golfer, I'm trying to think of his name, Bobby Jones, he said the golf course that you play is within inside your mind.
Yes.
It really is. And I appreciate that. And Bill, I know you hit a lot on how you visualize and change your life in your teachings and in your work, how you reach out and help people.
Well, it's as you know, it's all an energetic process, right? Right, Judy?
100%. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, this is where this is the big mistake that people make, is getting attached to the physical and not being as connected to the energetic side. I was just, in fact, prior to the show, working with a client, and he just, in the financial services industry, and just wrapped up his year last Tuesday and had 100% increase over the year before. But that isn't the interesting part. The interesting part is he did as much business in the last month as he did in the first 11.
Whoa.
That's amazing.
It really is.
And yeah, and it just shows the shift of energy as I talk to him about working with different types of clients, working with bigger clients, people with more appreciation, everything surrounding energetic values, and how his business is moving in that direction. He doesn't have to do anything different except, you know, not bellyache. Just stay focused on the visualizations, right, Judy?
Right. There's something that I'm practicing right now, which is called 10X. So whatever it is that you have, imagine and visualize it 10 times more, right? So whatever
interesting.
Whatever number is in your bank account, you just visualize 10X that, you know, whatever, wherever you are in your health and wellness, you know, whatever your weight that you're lifting, or whatever your time is, you know, if you're a runner or a cyclist, envision that, you know, how 10 times, you know, progress and 10 times as much. And so it's a really, really cool thing, because it really gets you even exponentially growing and visualizing even more than what you would normally visualize, right? When you really think about 10Xing something, like, whoa, now that's really stretching. But it's cool.
You know, what's funny about that is it isn't stretching. Mm. What's really stretching is staying in the life of limitation that most people live.
Mm. Oh, I like that.
Right. Yeah. Because, and I've studied this, I have done research, written books on this whole area, Judy, over the last 25 years. So teach it at a, I've been studying it a long time. And everything in the universe is a vibration.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's a vibration. So here on Earth, we aren't the center of the universe. We're part of it. Mm-hmm. In fact, we're just a speck. So if you start looking at those universal principles, everything being a vibration, like attracts like. It's real simple. Mm-hmm. It's real simple. You want to improve, hang around with people that are better than you.
Yes.
In whatever area. fact, my son and I were just talking about that the other day. I did that in golf. You know, I ended up being a pretty good golfer. And I always was looking for matches with better golfers.
Oh, yeah.
You see, you know, and literally never had a golf lesson in my life and play golf by feel. I play 100% by feel, right?
Wow.
When the other guys are standing on their tee, they're like, yeah, I was watching you. You know, you take your right hand, you bring it over. That's when I put my fingers in my ears and go, na, 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 na. So I can't hear. I don't want to hear what they have to say. I don't want to think about it.
You're exactly right there, Bill, because when I play golf, most guys, they ask each other which irons that they use or which club they use. And I use the one that I can control and focus on getting a sweet spot. And I was going to ask you, Bill, I said, okay, if I visualize myself being a bigger speck. But we're about 2 minutes away from commercial break, but I want to give Bill and Judy a chance to say some words here before we go to commercial break. So go ahead, Bill.
Yeah, well, when we come back, I want to talk further about this, Judy, because the biggest mistake that people make when they're wanting to manifest something in the physical, people that live a normal life of survival call it wanting something. But if you're manifesting something, it's just about the energy, and there's only one thing that can stop you, and that's when you start trying to figure out how it's going to happen.
Oh, my gosh. I love
and
that.
Then you know you're in serious trouble because you're going to stop it. Yeah. It's just like this client of mine I was just talking to. It's like, how this happened doesn't matter. It does now, past tense, because we can look at it and see what else we can do to enhance it further. So when we come back from the break, we're going to talk about this how, and that's how you shoot yourself in the foot when you're trying to manifest something. We'll see you right on the other side of the break.
Your Future Is Now is sponsored by SpeakersPathway.com, and just like the show, we are dedicated and aligned in perfect harmony with the same vision and mission of helping people define their future. You may have heard that a picture is worth 1,000 words. Well, a video is worth 1,000 pictures. Koji Simaldi says, if you're not using video in 2019, you're going to get left behind. Most people feel lost or confused when it comes to marketing. Preston Martelli is a marketing guru whose strategies are both art and science in growing your business. Preston helps you make the right decisions that are predictable, measurable, and scalable. For additional information about Koji, Preston, or any of our executive training directors, go to our website at speakerspathway.com. That is speakerspathway.com.
Critics, or the people who study dreams, tell us that the kind of television you watched as a child can affect your dreams today. For instance, if you had a black and white TV, you might be prone to colorless dreams. I'm pretty sure I dream in color, but my friends say it's a pigment of my imagination. It has been suggested the type of cheese you eat can also impact your dreams. This might be a bit hard to digest, but a study conducted by the British Cheese Board discovered that people who ate cheddar cheese dreamt more about celebrities, while folks who ate blue cheese experienced more bizarre dreams. A bad dream could give you matatulopia, or the bad mood you experience when you get up on the wrong side of the bed.
It's Merging Neighbor.
I'm Carolyn Davidson, and you can have fun challenging your words you never heard vocabulary with my free app, Too Funny for Word.
Well, Welcome back to the show, ladies and gentlemen. Your Future is Now is proudly sponsored by the good guys at the 6-Minute Webinar. And today we've got Judy Thurison as our guest. And Judy Thurison's website is JudyThurison.com. And if you go there, she's got her book, / would be My-Beautiful-Tragedy. She wrote a book about losing her son, 18-year-old son, and she wrote 40 chapters, I think she said, in 18 days, 45,000 words. But also, Mr. Bill Heinrich, the honorary host here on Toginet Radio, also has a book, The Number 7, Then Levels of Truth, that you can find on Amazon. And both of these books are just fantastic. Mr. Bill, this young lady we got on today, Judy, she is touching a lot of people's lives, and you guys are really clicking on visualization and all those wonderful things, and we're just so proud to have her here, aren't we, Bill?
It's, you know, it's really good, and she has to be sharp. I mean, she wrote that book so fast, it took me 5 years. So I'm really paying attention. But yeah, we were talking about visualization, and the number one thing that blocks visualization, the number one thing that blocks anything you desire in your life, I guarantee it, is when you start figuring out how. You don't need to know how. You have to build a foundation that will allow the universe to deliver this energetic manifestation to you. And it'll land on it, won't it, Judy?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, I think about this whole journey with my book, you know, and it was like the editors came to me, the publishers, the platforms, I mean, even meeting Jim and now being on your show, and, you know, so many people that I have not really lifted a finger to try to make something happen. It was like everything just aligned and doors open. I just had to be willing and brave enough, and even in spite of my own fears, just step into whatever doors open for me. And that's such a great way to live, because there's so much adventure. There's so much, you know, it's very exhilarating, and it's very, you know, it's an adrenaline rush when you walk into the unknown. And if you know that something is opening up for you and you step in, you can't fail, because if that door closes, I know it's kind of cliche, another one opens,
but it's really true. However, when you say when that door closes, you have to close the door. You can't keep it open, can you?
Yes, yes. And actually, that's something I'm learning right now, is that part of the fear is keeping those doors open because you're afraid to go into the door that you're supposed to walk into. So if you have, you know, 7 doors open, then there's really no risk in that, because, oh, well, maybe I'll go in this door or maybe that door, you know, and you kind of pick and choose. But when you close everything and then you walk into just that one door, there's a huge risk of maybe failing. Maybe a lot of fear is going to go into that. But man, when you really focus on that one thing, like you said, all that energy, all the vibration, all the power can really follow you. Because if you're wishy-washy and you're just kind of like, you know, oh, a little bit here, a little bit there, and you don't really have a focus, all that energy and that power doesn't know where to direct itself, right? And so when you have that one focus, then you can really have just so much power behind you to fulfill whatever you're manifesting, whatever it is that you're visualizing, and your hopes and your dreams.
Yeah, you know, one of the keynote speeches I give, Judy, is called Surviving versus Thriving. And there are characteristics of survivors and characteristics of those who thrive that are really the antithesis of each other. Yeah. And surviving is just that. We're literally, from birth, just taught to survive because we're in the physical. But what happens is everybody then eliminates the non-physical side of life, the energetic side of life, but that's where all the power and the potential is over there. It's not in the physical. What's in the physical in front of you is the physical manifestation of your previous energy. There it is, right in front of you. If you want to change it, you change the energy. And that's how miracles occur.
Yes.
And when I use the word miracles, you know, people are going, it's like I create miracles all the time. All the time.
Yeah.
And they're like, how can you do that? Well, first you have to understand what a miracle is. It's just an unexpected event with a positive outcome for you. That's all it is.
Oh, I love that. Say that again. An unexpected event.
Unexpected event that brings you a positive outcome.
Wow. That's right. That's so cool. I love that.
So my granddaughter was just visiting. And I use parking angels, you know, and she always laughs about it, but I always park in front of the store.
Yep, yep.
And she makes fun of it when I do, you know, like, it can't be that easy. But it is. It really is. You really have to not worry about how, you know.
Yeah, I love that.
Because the minute you bring how in, you shut yourself down because you're going to survival because your mind only uses logic, right, Judy?
Mm-hmm.
And your heart uses energy. It's all based on feelings. And that's how you speak to the universe, is through your heart.
One of the quotes in my book is from Albert Einstein. And he says, there are only two ways to live your life. One is as though nothing is a miracle. The other is as though everything is a miracle. And I choose to live my life as though everything is a miracle. Mm-hmm. And when you are looking at life through that lens, man, you start seeing those miracles, you know, left and right, whether it's a parking spot or whether it's a windfall, you know. So, you're so right. You know, it's all energy. And when you vibrate in that way and you show up with this positive energy of curiosity and adventure and abundance, man, you're so much more attractive, right? Like, people want to be around people like that. But if you mm-hmm. show up with the lens of scarcity and woe is me and just ingratitude and, oh, the world is falling apart, I mean, who wants to be around that?
You're exactly right. I mean, it's just, you know, goodness, it's because it drains everybody. You don't bring anything to the party. Yes. You're supposed to contribute life and love and energy to everything that you do and to be a light in other people's lives, or at least encouraging.
Yes.
And, because that's why I guess we're trained when someone says, how you doing? I'm doing good. And sometimes you're not.
The truth of the matter is, what you described, Judy, is going on underneath the surface for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
All the questions, all the things that they don't want to admit in public for fear.
Mm.
People would see how scared they are, how little they know, how much, you know, how little they respect, whatever it may be. We've all come here to learn lessons. It's fascinating. So everybody has been walking around with that. Fine. How are you?
Mm-hmm.
Nice day. Good to see you. Yeah, how are you? I'm great. How are you? Instead of connecting on an honest level, you know.
Right.
And that's how the messages of inspiration and hope got started.
Yes, sir.
We got in that meeting that day right after the pandemic started. They started business. And I said, we need to talk about what we can do to support people during what's going on.
Yeah.
That's wonderful.
We need to give. Yeah. And so it leads, that suggestion leads to the three of us sitting here today on the radio show, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Because if I could add to that, if I may, we were sitting there and Bill just says, hey, we got to address this. And immediately Bill says, why don't we just get on Zoom and do Facebook Live, and we'll call it Message of Inspiration, Hope, and Support. And then immediately someone else said, well, I can do this. And then someone else said, I can do that. And then someone says, hey, Jim, you can be the host. Okay.
Wow.
and that's basically, in a nutshell, how the whole thing came together. In a mm-hmm. nutshell. It really was.
Mm-hmm.
But the energy is what I want to get across.
Yeah.
It's just, everybody just jumped out there and grabbed it like a dog on a bone. Like, this is it.
Yeah. And we need it more than ever. You know, this authentic conversation of being okay to be afraid and be, you know, have grief and have loss. And, you know, my book is very unfiltered, and
you know, it's not wrapped up in a pretty bow. I mean, it's very real and raw and scary because I feel very bare, bearing my soul. But I think that's why it's resonating with people, because people need that right now more than ever. They need to feel that connection to humanity, that we're all going through this together, and it's okay. You know, we're going to be okay.
Yeah, everybody thinks we need to put on the big front, or that it's about the car or the house or the the title or the or being president.
Yeah. It's kind of like the only thing that we value in life is the things we can buy with money, and everything that like that can be replaced. But the things that we have in our life that's precious to us is a true gift, like the heartbeat in your veins, the breath in your lungs, the ability to love, your mind. My goodness.
I was involved. We did a series with Bob Proctor. This is a few years ago. And one of the things Bob was talking, he said something that I'll never forget. He said, everything that you have the day you die is going to somebody else. But everything you are stays with you forever.
Wow. Mm-hmm. That's beautiful.
Isn't that beautiful?
It's beautiful. And that's why I'm so proud of this book, because I feel like it's a little bit of a legacy that I can leave behind. And I can't wait to get your book, Bill. I would love to read that as well. And just the things, the lessons that we've learned that we can leave it behind, even this program and the things that you guys are doing. It's just so powerful that we can leave these things behind to gift to other people so that they can, you know, maybe learn a little bit and see our example of what that looks like to live authentically, to live in abundance, to have the vibrations of, you know, visualization. So I'm honored to be here today with you guys, and just such a great, great conversation that we're having.
Well, we're very honored to have you, Judy, because your story is tremendous, and the gift that you give back, how you teach people how to be grounded in it with intention and visualization and expressing gratitude. I mean, that's just a home run. And Bill, she's just been tremendous for us today, hasn't she?
Yeah, I've been a very fascinating show. Always is when we talk about energy, right, Jim?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I love energy. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we're out of time today. Thank you so much for tuning in, and please share our show with others. We'll be back next week. Have a good weekend. Bye-bye.